Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Trade deadline in the NBA is approaching. We have the trade deadline tomorrow at 3 p.m. And now joining us is a former 15-year NBA vet. Does a great job covering the league now for NBC Sports Chicago. And that's Kendall Gill here with us on the show. Kendall, it's Zach Gelb. How you been?
I've been great. How about you?
Well, doing fantastic. Can't complain. First big deal has happened. That's Capella going to the Hawks and Covington's going to the Rockets, other teams and players involved as well. Now, I think that's very interesting what the Rockets elected to do. We know that they've been making changes going back to the offseason when they said goodbye to CP3 and brought in Russell Westbrook, but now they don't really have a true big man that plays significant minutes. How about the future of the Rockets moving forward in this season?
Well, you know, I really don't know because, you know, I thought Clint Capella was, you know, part of their future because he and James Harden played so well together in the pick and roll. Now, like you just mentioned, they really don't have a big man that they can go to. And, you know, that team does a lot of their personnel moves off of analytics. And I guess they feel that they need a big man that can shoot the three. Like today's big men that are trending towards, you know, everybody can knock down a 3-point shot. I mean, you look at Brooke Lopez up in Milwaukee who knocked down the three. You look at Joel Embiid who can step out and knock down the three. I guess, and then you look at Clint Capella's game, he's really just a pick and roll guy. So I don't know whether that's the reason why the Houston Rockets decided to move on. But it's very, 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 to me, a confusing move because you got Russell Westbrook who dominates the basketball. You got James Harden who dominates the basketball. I thought that they would be okay as they are, but I guess not. Bold move in my position, in my opinion.
Last year, even when KD got hurt, they weren't able to take down the Warriors. I know they're 32-18 right now. They'd be the fifth seed in the West if the season ends today. It seems like that championship window has closed, though, for the Houston Rockets. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I believe it is closed. I think that the way that they – I'm sorry about you guys hearing my doorbell, but I believe that, you know, a couple of seasons ago when they had the Rockets when they had the Golden State Warriors in Game 7, that was the opportunity, and they could not close the door. And, you know, I think now with CP3 gone, now with them trading Clint Capella, that the window has closed.
Kendall Gill here with us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. When we transition it to the East tonight, coming up in about 25 minutes, the Pacers will play the Raptors. We know the Pacers were a gritty team going back to last year, and they surprised a lot of people. The Raptors, too, after losing Kawhi Leonard this offseason, winning a championship. I've been impressed with both of these teams, the Pacers and the Raptors, this year.
Oh, yeah. I'm totally surprised by the Raptors as well. I thought that they were going to collapse. But, you know, the way that Pascal Siakam has improved, you know, he's been voted on the All-Star team. The way that Kyle Lowry has played, has 19 points a game, about 7-8 assists. Those guys have continued to play well. Serge Ibaka as well, because I thought once Kawhi Leonard left that the Toronto Raptors probably would be like maybe fighting for 7th, 8th seed. But, you know, fortunately enough for them, they have really played well. Nick Nurse deserves a lot of credit for possibly being Coach of the Year.
And then also, you know, staying in that same conference, and I agree with you with Nick Nurse, but is there a more underrated coach in the league than Nate McMillan right now with the Pacers?
No, not at all. You know, Nate was my teammate in Seattle for a couple of seasons, and I knew that back then what a great basketball mind he was going to be. I mean, just got Victor Oladipo back, and, you know, they continue to play well. you know, I cover the Chicago Bulls here in Chicago, and we just got done playing the Pacers last week. And I can tell you, you know, that team is a well-oiled machine. The Holiday Brothers coming off of the bench, they've got everything. And so it's a bonus stepping up this year and becoming an all-star. If I'm any NBA team, I do not want to face the Indiana Pacers in the playoffs.
With Masai Ujiri with the Raptors, you know, the Knicks move on from Steve Mills about time as we're talking to Kendall Gill. There's all those rumors that maybe the Knicks take a run at Masai Ujiri. Do you think there's a chance that he would leave Toronto? I guess a trade would have to be orchestrated, but do you think there's a chance that happens?
Well, we all know this. I was taught by my granddad, a rumor is just a premature fact. So, you know, I believe that Masai will go over to the Knicks. The Knicks probably will present the Toronto Raptors with an offer that they can't refuse, because I know Masai is still under contract. But, you know, what better way to rebuild your franchise than to get the executive that's in the premier position in the league right now, and that's Masai. You know, I think the Knicks need somebody like Ujiri to rebuild their franchise, because wherever he goes, when he was in Denver, he built a winner. When he goes to Toronto, he builds a winner. And you lose perhaps one of the best top three players in the league, and still your team remains on top. That guy knows what he's doing. That's why New York Knicks will probably go after him.
I say this as a New Yorker. If you're Masai Ujiri, though, why would you want to join the Knicks and the dysfunction that is centered around James Dolan?
It's a challenge. You know, Masai has won a championship in Toronto. He probably is looking for another challenge. And, you know, what better way than to rebuild a story franchise in the capital, in the basketball capital of the world, in New York City, in the number one market. I think that that would be a challenge for him, and I think that he'd do well, because now you have free agents knowing that Ujiri is there, saying, okay, well, now I know they've taken a step in the right direction. I want to be a part of their franchise.
Talking to Kendall Gill right now on CBS Sports Radio. It is the Zach Gelb Show. When we look at the rest of the East, obviously the Bucks are the preeminent team. After the Bucks, who's the team that scares you the most of the East and that could actually give the Bucks a run for their money in the playoffs?
Well, I'm thinking the Indiana Pacers, because of the way that they play, because of the way that they can knock down the three ball, because of how hard they play on defense, because of their coaching. Sabonis is something to deal with down low. I mean, the way that he picks and rolls and gets the basketball down there and punishes other big men. And then when you have Victor Oladipo coming back, your all-star, I think that is the team that every other team probably should avoid. I know a lot of people say that, you know, the 76ers, because of what they did last year, because of Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid, but I think that the Indiana Pacers are the team to watch.
The 76ers right now, I know they're 31-20, but they lost three in a row. They have a lot of problems. I didn't think they would be this bad. You know, if the season ended today, they'd be a sixth seed. People thought it was between them and the Bucks. Like you were saying, when the year started, it seems like the Sixers got some big-time problems right now.
Yeah, they do, and I don't understand why, you know, the Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid combination hasn't worked. And I know Embiid was out with an injury for a little bit, but still, you know, you would think that this team would take the next step. You know, last year they almost got to the championship. Unfortunately, you know, were eliminated. But, you know, it seems like with the departure of Jimmy Butler, and that things kind of fell apart there. I don't know whether it's a leadership issue or what have you, but, you know, I don't understand. And actually, we were trying to put a trade scenario together where we would – trade for Joel Embiid and then bring him here to Chicago so he could team up with Zach LaVine. So if the 76ers have any problems, they're more than welcome to send Joel this way.
You know, Kendall Gill, when we look at that team, and, you know, that's an interesting thought. I don't think the Sixers are going to trade Joel Embiid. But that's some good television that you guys are doing on NBC Sports Chicago.
Right.
You know, Ben Simmons, I just don't get it. You know, he's been in the league for a while. You see him in the summer posting all these videos of him in the gym shooting three-pointers. And this year he's like, I think, like 2 of 6 from three. That guy has to start shooting the basketball. And the fact that he hasn't, it reads to me that he has zero confidence.
That's exactly what it is, too. I mean, it's really a psychological problem when you've put in so much work in the summertime and then you only shoot 6 3-pointers, and we're more than halfway done throughout the season. And if you look at last year during the playoffs, at the end of games, the ball was really in Jimmy Butler's hands. It wasn't in Ben Simmons' hands. So that's going to be different this year. There's going to be no Jimmy Butler there to cover up for Ben Simmons' weaknesses as far as shooting the basketball. And, you know, that's where I believe the 76ers' downfall is going to be. Tobias Harris, yeah, he can shoot it, but still your ball handler, your one of your top two guys, cannot be afraid to shoot the ball at the end of games and cannot run away. And that's something that I think that Ben Simmons avoided last year in the playoffs.
Wrapping up with Kendall Gill on the show. With the trade deadline approaching tomorrow at 3 p.m. Eastern, we hear some names, Marcus Morris, Derrick Rose, D'Angelo Russell. What are some things that stand out to you as you know, we're getting ready for the trade deadline now, less than 24 hours away?
Well, you know, I heard that the Knicks were interested in a couple of players. D. Rose to the Los Angeles Lakers. I hear that the Los Angeles Lakers want another guy, another ball handler that can come off of the bench and get him some points. I would be surprised if Derrick Rose went to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think that he's more likely, if a trade were to happen, to go to the 76ers. I think that he fits better with the 76ers because, you know, if he goes to L.A., LeBron James is really the de facto point guard, even though he's 6'8 and a half. And that experiment has already been tried in Cleveland. I think that Derrick probably would welcome going to the 76ers rather than going to the Los Angeles Lakers. I think he's more effective on that team. But, you know, there's a lot of different trade scenarios out here. We don't know what's going to happen. You never know. I always hated this time of the year because all guys were nervous, even the superstars. So, you know, I feel for the guys, but, you know, if something happens, it happens.
What do you think happens with Iguodala? Is Memphis going to trade him, or is he going to sit out this entire season, or is there going to be a buyout or something like that?
I think there'll be a buyout. You know, he set out the whole season, and obviously he doesn't want to be a part of what's going on, and Memphis wants to be a part of what a championship-caliber run right now. So, you know, I unfortunately, you know, he's a great player, has done some great things in the league. I hate to see him sit out the whole season, but hopefully they can work out a buyout so that he can go elsewhere.
Two more for Kendall Gill, who joins us on the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. Portland, they're 23-28. I know they lost last night. They were starting to get a little bit hot. Lillard has just been absolutely ridiculous. But with the season they had a year ago and what they were building, I thought that team would be a little bit better. What's been going wrong with the Portland Trailblazers when you've been able to watch them?
Well, still the defense. And I've always said this, you know, Damian Lillard, CJ McCollum can really put the ball in the basket. But it's their ability to defend that I believe keeps them from going to the next level. Once those two guys are able to defend at a high level, then you'll start to see Portland really make that run at a title. But until that ever happens, I mean, look, Damian Lillard has done a great job of going 6 games straight, averaging 48 points, I believe 10 assists and 7 rebounds, something like that, 9 rebounds. But you've got to be able to defend, he and CJ McCollum at backcourt, in order for them to move to the next level.
And then last one for Kendall Gill. I know it's a little bit early, but we've seen a lot of games so far. If you had to give me a finals prediction right now with what we've seen from the first half, what's your finals prediction?
I'm gonna go Milwaukee out of the East, definitely. That's my pick. And I'm gonna go with the Los Angeles Lakers out of the West. I still think that even though the LA Clippers have looked good at times with Kawhi Leonard and Paul George at the helm, and they have a really nice bench, and Doc Rivers is a great coach, I still think somehow that the L.A. Lakers make it out of the West.
Kendall, we appreciate it. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you as the season does move forward.
Okay, thank you.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.